This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Together, everyone. We got to talk about Zac Efron for a second. And we're all very concerned. This is not body shaming.
No.
This is coming from a good place. He is the star of a Netflix movie that also stars Nicole Kidman right now. It's big. Called A Family Affair. And everybody's talking about it. And they're not talking about it because of the plot or because it's so delightful. They're talking about it because something has happened to Zac Efron's face. To quote an article, what is this from? People Magazine. People are saying that his face is jarring and distracting and they can't even pay attention to the movie.
So I watched A Family Affair.
Okay.
Not knowing that there was all this hubbub about his face. And I, too, couldn't get past his face. In fact, we didn't know that there was so much speculation online until I came in and started telling you about it. And I was like, you got to see what his face looks like. And then we realized everybody's doing that.
It's a whole thing. If you want to see it, text the word face, F-A-C-E, to 916-909-1065. 909-1065, face. There's no other way to describe it other than it looks like a person wearing a Zac Efron Halloween mask.
That's exactly right.
You know,
or if somebody had prosthetics on their face to try to look like Zac Efron.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Like one of those crazy people.
Yeah.
We've done some thread pulling on this. And he says that it's not from botched, terrible plastic surgery. And you have to go all the way back to 2021 for this.
No, 2013.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. So I want to know what you found in a second.
Okay.
But according to him, there was an article where he finally addressed his changing face. And that was in 2021. And it was because apparently he fell. He was running in his house when he was wearing socks and he hit the corner of a fountain and he passed up and he said he woke up with a broken chin bone.
A broken jaw. He says his jaw was hanging off of his face.
Right. And I don't know if I'm buying this.
Okay. So here's where it gets a little confusing. Allegedly, this incident happened in 2013. And until 2013 to 2021... he was doing physical therapy that was supposedly keeping his face looking normal.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, he decided he didn't want to do physical therapy anymore. And since then, that is why his face looks the way it does now. I don't know Zac Efron. That might shock you. I don't know Zac Efron. But having done a little bit of research, 2013 is also the year he went into rehab for alcohol and cocaine addiction.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So perhaps there was some sort of situation that happened to him, but maybe it wasn't the fountain fall that we were told about.
Right. If the fountain fall happened in 2013, fans didn't know, at least according to this article, fans didn't start to notice a change for almost 8 years.
Correct.
And
I even looked for pictures of him, like I Google image search Zac Efron 2014.
Yeah.
He still looked the same. He looked like normal Zac Efron then.
So here's what I want to say. First of all, it's kind of refreshing that this is now happening to men.
In Hollywood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's happened to women for far too long.
So long.
Where, look at Renee Zellweger.
Right.
Who? Yeah, exactly. She practically lost her career because she doesn't look like herself anymore. And now here's the other thing. Zac Efron, for all intents and purposes, he was a perfect specimen.
Perfect.
What is in a person's head that is that already has been touched by the fingertip of God in the face and in the body?
And the talent.
I guess so. Why would they lose their mind and get plastic surgery?
Well, I will say this. I do think that Zac Efron is sort of a sad person. A big part of why he started abusing substances is because I don't think he has it in him to handle fame. So if you are somebody that is unhappy in your life, maybe you're searching for ways to make yourself happy. Maybe he's very self-conscious. Maybe he really did hit his jaw on a fountain. I don't know.
That was darker and that was sadder than I was anticipating.
Well, what were you hoping I was going to say?
Something that was more like this. Something I can bop my head to and do a split in the air.
Sorry.
All right. Well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.